The quest for love is a journey that we are all involved in some way or the other. Even those who are not consciously aware are locked in this eternal pursuit. Those we may look upon with scorn and contempt only appear that way, not because they are essentially depraved, but because they too are on the quest. The greedy, the obnoxious, the overly aggressive, the arrogant, the womanizer, the promiscuous young woman are all pilgrims on this sojourn. They all seek one thing, love. They may have lost their way. They may have even on the conscious level given up all hope. But they're all travelers on the journey. What we may sometimes consider an arrogant individual is usually a very insecure person clothed in the mask of confidence. These individuals, whose sense of self is extremely low, attempt to level the playing field by bringing everyone else down to their level. They ignorantly believe that the only way to lift themselves up is by bringing others down. The man who is classified as a womanizer may really only be a little boy crying out for the affirmation of his father. This individual has probably never had the experience of discovering who he truly is. His unstated desire may be that by his many conquests, he will be able to somehow feel like the man his father was never quite able to affirm in him. Those who chase after money and materialism do so in the hope that their wealth will eventually bring them the joy, respect, and adoration they seek, only to discover, to their great disillusionment, that money does not buy you love. This understanding should help us come to the realization that it is not for us to judge others, for we do not feel their pain. However, we should reach out in compassion and help them satisfactorily complete the trip on the train heading to that seemingly elusive city of love.